What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yes, sir. Welcome back to hour number two on 104.3 Sports, right here on your FM dial, WQAM, our new home. And we will next week, Trevor and I will be walking to producers' houses to get this thing right. If they want to produce it and make it right, then they might as well get it right. So, yes, we are on your FM dial now. Great quality. I got a chance to listen to Joe Rose this morning. Joe sounds better than ever. So, make it your weekly stop. We thank everybody for tuning in here on our Monday evening, kind of devoting our next 2 weeks to the beginning of football in the Broward County National Football Showcase. We've already talked to Coach Matt Helmrick, the head coach of Peachtree Ridge in Georgia, and also Coach Rodney Wells, who will be playing Dr. Phillips, and Dillard will be playing down here as part of that Broward County Showcase. One of the brainchilds behind it, obviously, Sean Serra has done a tremendous job, but Dr. Kevin Perry has done an awesome job in assembling these teams, keeping everybody abreast on all the great programs over the last 4 years. He's kind enough to kick off hour number two with us. Dr. Perry, thanks so much for taking the time. I know that this has become a full-time job for you, because I check out your email and all the things that you send and all the things that you put up, and here we are. We're just a week away from this thing getting underway. You already started by taking a lot of the teams to Dave and Buster's, a great sponsor of the event, and welcome aboard again.
Thank you, and thank you for everything that you do. And, yeah, it's crazy to believe it's only 10 days away.
Yeah, and great programs once again coming in. I mean, you know, if people haven't followed the bouncing ball since the inception, you've had St. John Bosco come from California twice, this year, and also Peachtree Ridge coming for the second time. This year, you're getting an opportunity to have Jacksonville Bulls. We'll be talking to Coach Toblin in just a few minutes. Corner Cannon will be coming down from Utah, really good football program. St. Joseph, Pennsylvania, making their second trip. They came 2 years ago to play against St. Thomas Aquinas. As I said, Dr. Phillips, who we just talked to, Coach Wells, does a great job. St. Francis will be coming down once again. They came down a couple years ago to play Chaminade. They'll play him again. And the number one team in the nation, and maybe the most successful team in the last decade, Mater Dei of California. I'll tell you what, you guys did your job once again.
Yeah, the lineup is crazy. I know every year I say it, next year is going to be better. I don't know about next year, because the lineup that we have this year is amazing.
and everybody gets a chance to see it. I mean, we kick it off a week from Thursday at 4 o'clock when Peachtree Ridge and Coach Helmrich brings his team to play Piper. You can't say enough about the job that Quentin Short's done with Piper last year, winning the district, making the playoffs in his very first year after coming over from Douglas. But they'll kind of like kick off the new Dillard High School field. Great job that they've done putting down turf and making that field. And it's got a great attendance, and that'll be on Beacon TV. And that day will continue shifting it over to Cardinal Gibbons at 7 o'clock for Cardinal Gibbons and Archbishop McCarthy. Two local programs. Cardinal Gibbons has been in it every single year. Remember the first year they played against Amatha. They played Cardinal Gibbons last year, Lake Mary, and now they're getting a chance to play an up-and-coming Archbishop McCarthy. And day one ends with Jacksonville Bulls playing against Monarch, two really good football teams. Great first day.
It is. And like you said, I mean, Dillard having a new turf field, the first public high school to have a turf field in Broward County. So we're excited to launch the showcase there this year. And like you said, Coach Brandon Graham's done a great job with Beacon Sports to get that live streamed, which is going to be free for everybody.
Nice. And that's in the first day you get Beacon TV will do the Peachtree Ridge Piper game and they'll also do Monarch and Jacksonville Bulls. Bulls is going to be one of the top teams now with it looks like Gadsden County may be out of the way. Bulls County. Bulls is a 2A team that, you know, you never know if they can make it. Coach Tomlin's done a great job. They have like 6-7 power four type of kids, you know, in all classifications. Day two, no let up. Corner Canyon, a Utah program that's like one of the best in the country. A couple years ago, they beat Bishop Gorman. This is a pretty good football program against West Broward. Coach Brian McCartney's done a tremendous job in revamping this program. Two-time defending district champion. They'll kick things up at 4 o'clock at Dillard on Beacon TV. Then the late game, Dr. Phillips and Dillard, the Panther Bowl on Beacon TV. But in between, we'll all have a choice to make to go over St. Thomas Aquinas to watch on ESPN2. St. Joe's of Pennsylvania ranked 17th in the nation against American Heritage, top 10 team as well. Let's look at day two, Kevin.
Day two is just as strong. Like you said, we got blessed to have three games on ESPN again this year. And the coaches are actually sending me prospect sheets as we speak. And I've counted at least 120 P4 kids already that are committed to a P4 university. So when you're watching these games all next Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you're basically watching a college football game.
Well, it's, you know, week zero is coming up in a couple of weeks in college, but Saturday's certainly going to give you four programs that definitely have had their share of not only state championships, but national titles between St. Thomas, St. Francis Academy, Chaminade, and Mater Dei. That 3 o'clock game will be on ESPN. It's going to be a prime game. Everybody around the country at 3:30 will be tuned in to that contest as Mater Dei, one of the best teams in the country year after year after year, against six-time defending state champion St. Thomas Aquinas, and then the nightcap St. Francis Academy with easily one of the biggest offensive line, averaging over 325 pounds, will play against Chaminade Madonna, a team that's kind of like revamped a little bit. But last year they were young. They still managed to win another state title and give St. John Bosco a run in the opening game. That'll be the 8 o'clock game on ESPN2. Two great teams on two different times. Talk about that day. That's a showcase day.
It is. And like you said, that basically is two colleges going against each other. Both squads are completely loaded. The whole Mater Dei St. Thomas thing, people have been wanting to see it for years. I just got blessed to actually make it happen and give the opportunity. And like you mentioned earlier, how St. Francis and Chaminade, they played 2 years ago where Chaminade beat St. Francis. So they're looking to come for some revenge, but we know how Coach Jones does things as Chaminade. So those are going to be absolutely tremendous games. And just what a way to kick off football season. If you have that itch since last February, you get to watch a college football game at noon, then St. Thomas Matter Day at 3:30, Chaminade St. Francis at 8:00. It's going to be there's going to be a lot of people glued to the TV on ESPN on that Saturday.
I agree. This all can't be done by yourself. You and Sean have a host of people, plus some of your great sponsors, local sponsors. Shout out some of those people who are making this possible, because, you know, I know the Broward Education Foundation as well has done a great job, you know, in making this happen. But give a little props to the people who are making this happen for 4 years.
Yeah, I'm going to start with their partners, because without them, this would not even be possible. And we've done a great job of securing some really local sponsors, some national sponsors, but Joe DiMaggio's Children's Hospital, Adidas, Visit Lauderdale, Dave & Buster's, those are four huge sponsors and partners for us. I mean, Joe DiMaggio comes in with U18 Sports Medicine, Adidas with the free shirts and bags, Visit Lauderdale when we bring all these teams to Broward County, which last year, I think our economic impact was over $2 million for the 3 days. So nice. That's huge. And you mentioned where Dave & Buster's, they bring us in, bring all the teams in for food and games. And they also tailgate for the VIP area at each game. So we couldn't do it without them. And as you mentioned with the Broward Education Foundation, of course, CEO James Knapp, Sean Sarah, Griffin Sarah, Dwayne, Angel, they've been phenomenal putting this together, helping me with logistics. And, of course, we can't do it without the BCAA. With Patty, Rocky, Jen, Kristen, and Xenia, we can't do it without those people and then without those partners.
Yep. No doubt. And then next week, we'll be pushing this the day before the event. I know you'll, even though you don't know, you're going to be on with Patty and I in our debut show on our BCA Playmakers, which will be coming up next week as well. So this all kicks off a week from this Thursday, 4:00. You got to get to the game. Let everybody know how they could get the ticket information, because obviously that's going to be important. I mean, very affordable for what you get, obviously.
Yeah, if you want all information, you can start by going to browardedfoundation.org/showcase. And that's the showcase link on the Broward Education Foundation website. Ticket information, the schedule, what teams are coming, photos from the past, and also on X and Instagram, the both handles are Broward Showcase. So, you know, follow us, and I'm posting every day as a countdown, and more information is going to come. Right now, the non-ESPN game tickets are live on GoFan. When you go to GoFan, you search Broward Education Foundation. The three ESPN games, those tickets will be on sale later this week. The public.
Good stuff. 16 teams, 8 games, 3 different venues, Dillard, St. Thomas, and also Cardinal Gibbons will host a local part of that game. That'll be on that 7:00 on that Thursday as well, which will be a really good game between Cardinal Gibbons and Archbishop McCarthy. Kevin, I can't thank you enough, man. As always, we'll be right on top of it. Next week, we'll continue. We'll have some more coaches that'll be taking part in it as well. We thank you so much for stopping by, as always, and continue the great job, and we'll continue to promote it.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you for everything you do for these kids.
Good stuff. Dr. Kevin Perry, Broward Showcase, athletic director, and also the co-founder of the event year 4. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we continue with our look at the showcase. Coach Matt Toblin, the head coach at Jacksonville Bulls, they'll be in action. And we'll also talk about some of the teams locally that are rated nationally by Max Preps and their inaugural kickoff top teams with Zach Poff. Don't go away.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.